The rest of the day for Sonic was awful. So bad that it was that Sonic went home and went right to the bathroom and took a big poop. It was a mad poop because it went out fast. It shooted out of his butthole so fast that it was like a gun shooting. His poop stunk so much that even the neighbors could smell it. And they all had a meeting at night about what to do about it. And they decided that they would just put fans on outside. And if it really started to smell again, they would do something else. So Sonic pooped and went up to his room and shouted into his pillow, "I hate everything." Sonic shouted loud and he heard a knock at his door. "What is wrong, Sonic?" asked Sonic's mom. "Nothing," said Sonic. "Okay, just keep it down because I'm trying to watch the TV," said Sonic's mom to Sonic and left without saying anything else. Sonic was in his room still, so he looked out the window and saw Tails flying there with his flying tails. "Sonic, are you okay?" asked Tails. "I was worried about you, Sonic." Sonic was less mad because Tails was always nice and smart and didn't care that Sonic left his porns around his room so he could think about kissing and doing sex on Amy when he wasn't with Amy. "Please be happy," said Tails. "Are you there?" Sonic went to the window and opened the window. Sonic grabbed Tails and put him on the bed because Sonic is strong too. "This day was the worst," said Sonic. "Everyone thinks I'm a gay loser, all because I gave them my journal." Sonic cried a little, and Tails put his hand under his face to catch his tears. Tears could stain a carpet. Tails hugged Sonic and said, "I'm always here for you. The promise tonight also." "Wow, I forgot," said Sonic. Sonic ran to his closet fast and pulled out of his prom uniform, it's a tuxedo, and put it on faster. "Is our limo here yet, Tails?" said Sonic while looking at Tails. "Yes," said Tails right back. "Let's go," and Sonic went outside with Tails, who was also in prom clothing, and they went outside and got in the limo. "The limo is broken," said the limo driver, who looked like a person but darker colored. Sonic and Tails got out of the limo and asked the limo driver if they could fix it. "No, the limo is broken eternally," said the limo driver. So Sonic grabbed Tails' hand and said, "Let's go," and ran all the way to the prom, which was on an island called the Ghost Island. "This place is scary," said Tails. Ghost Island was really scary. It was shaped like a skull, and everything like it was dead. Sonic looked at Tails. "Yeah, it is," said Sonic. Why would thee put the prom on this island?" said Tails. "I don't see anyone else from the school here." Sonic and Tails were both worried about it all. Sonic and Tails walked forward, and there was a haunted house. Sonic and Tails went into the haunted house, and it was spooky. Sonic saw a ghost, and Tails saw a mummy. There was a man laughing. "Ha ha ha, Sonic and Tails, you have both here and fallen right into my trap," said the man laughing. The man looked like a fat, immature gay. It was Eggman. "Eggman, why are you here?" asked Sonic and shouted at Eggman. "Are you here for the Chaos Emeralds?" Sonic shook his fists at Eggman and Tails ran at him. But what an idiot he was, because a cage fell down on top of the sky and trapped Tails. You are doomed now, said Eggman. Welcome to a graveyard of you.